שאנחנו לא יחד תלושה. צ'ק, היחד.
Charlie's Tlingit name is Shinakawa. He identifies his moiety, his clan, and where he's from. Charlie is wearing gray Carhartt overalls, long underwear, a green and white flannel shirt, and tan work boots. He has a full head of gray hair, dark bushy eyebrows and mustache, and black-rimmed glasses. He's roughly 3.5 feet tall and can only talk when he's sitting on Carlton Smith's lap. Smith got into ventriloquism 50 years ago as a 10-year-old boy living in Haines. When Smith was bedridden with hepatitis for 4 months, his father bought him his first puppet from a Sears Roebuck catalog, a red-headed figure wearing a green suit named Jerry.
There were children walking below my bedroom window, and Jerry and I were talking to them as they would walk home from school. And the first day or two, there were 5 or 6 children. The second day, there were 8 or 9. By the end of the week, there were 20 children that came to see this little green man that wanted to talk to them from a second-story window.
Like many childhood toys, Jerry was eventually forgotten until 3 years ago when Smith rediscovered Jerry in a trunk. Then, another discovery on a flight to Anchorage.
I was looking out the window and I realized, you know, I can count to 10 without moving my lips in Tlingit. And then I was going right down the list of clans and the place names, and I thought, ooh, this is kind of cool.
That's how Smith got the idea of doing Tlingit ventriloquism, but he wasn't sure how the community would receive it. So he went to the late Tlingit elder and religious leader, Dr. Walter Sobolev, for advice. Sobolev liked the idea, but said it couldn't be done with Jerry. He advised Smith to create a new figure, a native one.
My namesake, Shanakawa, means in the image of the ancient people. Walter said, he was one of my best friends from Killisnoo. He said, what you do is you create a brand new figure in the image of the person you're named after.
Smith looks at Charlie.
That's who this is, Shanakawa.
Shinakawa is the Tlingit name of Charlie James of Klukwan, who would be 108 years old if he were alive today. Smith never met his namesake. Using photos of Charlie James, Smith worked with a figure maker in Michigan on details like skin tone and hair color. Smith tells participants at the Tlingit Language Conference that Charlie was created for one main purpose.
This is really about children.
For a year and a half, Smith and Charlie went to Tlingit and Haida Head Start every Friday.
These little kids would just want to grab him, claw him.
Charlie would sing songs in Tlingit and count to 10.
Cake!
Dig!
Nutsk!
Nutsk! Smith says children are captivated by the animation, which makes learning Tlingit easier. Later on in a conference session, participants are asked to pair up and make basic Tlingit dialogue with sock puppets, an activity that can be done with children. Two Tlingit teachers, Robbie Littlefield and Bessie Jim, pair up.
She asked me what my name was, and I pretended not to hear her.
Neither has spoken the language with puppets before, but both like the idea. Jim says she'll bring the technique back to her students in Carcross, Yukon.
I think they'll get a lot more out of it, and it's more fun. And my brother used to say, the language is fun. He said, they're always laughing.
Littlefield says teaching with puppets can help her middle school students in Sitka with something they're working on right now.
We're learning the animal names, and we have little stuffed animals and little hard animals. So they're going to learn the name of the animals and then talk to each other in a whatever puppet voice they choose.
The most important thing, says Smith, is having fun. His goal at the conference was to share a different way of teaching Tlingit to children, a way that might breathe new life into a challenging task. And he hopes Charlie will help accomplish that. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.